Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. Today's episode is about unconditional love. Most people desire to be loved unconditionally, but they lack the conscious ability to be unconditional love. This episode may be a little controversial, but I'm merely making an observation based on my own perception and based on my own experience. So let's get into it. When you choose to love without conditions, it's a choice and it's a risk that you're taking. Because people are going to people. And loving unconditionally means loving a person no matter what. Unconditional love is pure love. It's rooted in allowing. There's no judgment, there's no control. There are no conditions for giving or receiving it. It is love through all circumstances in its purest form. And in order for you to receive unconditional love, you must consciously become unconditional love, which is the love that we are naturally. It's love in its purest form. It knows no barriers, no boundaries or standards, and there's no judgment. And there's no conditions, it's just pure love. But most people, quote unquote, love with conditions. Can you say love is unconditional if there are conditions? I don't think you can. Setting conditions on your love for another person is a way to control them. And do you really love them if you're trying to control them? When you're only displaying or giving them love, if and when they meet the conditions that you have set in order for them to participate with you on your life journey? Why do people set conditions for their love? I believe people set conditions because of fear. They have a fear of being hurt by the person they chose to, quote unquote, risk it all with. And so they set these conditions to control the other person's behavior. They fear that this person is going to hurt them. And the fear that they are setting those conditions with is based on their past experiences. It could be from the person they are with now. It could be from someone that they were with previously. It could be from This fear could be from exposure to others being hurt. You know, when you're a child and you're watching your family members, it could be based off of that. You know, watching other people be hurt, which leads to you setting some type of conditions. Is it fair to set conditions on love with someone that has never given you a reason to believe that they would hurt you? Someone that has never participated in the creation of an undesirable experience for you? I don't think it is. But we all tend to do it. We all tend to set conditions on the love that we are willing to give to another person. We set conditions to give what we consider quote unquote love, and we set those conditions as a protective mechanism on people that haven't caused us any pain. When going into a relationship, if you're setting conditions on the love you're giving, does that mean you're expecting to be hurt? Let's talk about it. Why can't you give someone that has never given you a reason to believe they would hurt you unconditional love? Why do you feel the need to control how and when you offer your love to another person? Let that ponder. Think about that for a moment. So some may say it's because you don't know the person. And that's fine. That's a good rebuttal. It's a good argument. But do you ever really know a person? You only know what people tell you and what people choose to display to you. There are people that have been married for 30 plus years and they're still learning new things about each other. People evolve at different paces. People are always changing. It is just our nature to continue to evolve, to always be learning, and to always be changing. You're not the same person today that you were a week ago, or a month ago, or a year ago, or 6 years ago, because you're constantly evolving, you're constantly changing. So can you really say that you know a person? You can be aware of a person's tendencies, but can you truly say that you really know that person? I don't think you can. Unless you can read that person's thoughts and view the world from their perspective, you can't really say that you know anyone. You can only say that you know their tendencies. You can only say that you have an idea of what they may be feeling or what they may be thinking or how they may react to a circumstance. And that's just based off of your past experience with that person. It's based off of the relationship that you have with that person and being around them and having this attachment with them and understanding how they move and how they operate on a day-to-day basis. But that person can switch up and change at any moment because they have the liberty to do so. So now that you have this awareness that you can never truly know a person, can you love anyone unconditionally? If you're saying that you have to know a person to love them, that is a condition. And do you know what love truly is? Love is fearless. Love is trust. Love is love of the unknown. It's blind. Real love is not conditional. It doesn't box you in. There are no limitations, no boundaries, no standards to meet. Love just is. In today's culture, many may say that unconditional love is toxic, but toxic love is conditional and it's controlling. Unconditional love isn't toxic because unconditional love is allowing a person to be as they are and loving them anyway. It's accepting them. It's loving a person whether they love you back. It's loving a person when they are at their lowest of lows and their highest of highs. It's loving a person despite who they are displaying to you. It's loving a person regardless of what they are doing or how they are choosing to live their life. It's loving a person because they are God in the form of a human. It's loving a person because you are love and you love yourself. And you are aware that loving yourself is loving all, and loving all is loving God. When you set conditions to give your love to another, you're setting conditions on giving your love to God. We are all God in the form of humans, and loving another is loving God. Until you go through the awakening experience, you're unaware that you're God operating temporarily as a human. But once you gain this awareness, it's easy to love with no conditions. It's easy to love all because you have the awareness that most people are living with amnesia and have not yet been awakened to their true nature, which is love. Let that sink in for a minute. Unconditional love is allowing. Unconditional love is freeing. Unconditional love is just, it's just love, no matter what. Unconditional love can be given to anyone. You don't have to know a person to love them. You can love anyone because when you love others, you're loving yourself. Because remember, we are one consciousness. If you remove your physical form, the only thing that is left is consciousness. And at the very core of our existence, only love exists. There's no hate, there's no division, there are no labels, or anything that distinguishes one from another. We are one giant ocean of love. So are you capable of consciously loving with no conditions? Do you set conditions for what you consider to be love? And if you do, why? What is the root cause of the conditions that you are setting? Is the root cause of the conditions you are setting based off of the person who you're conditioning your love with, their actions, or is it based off of a past experience or something that you were exposed to? What is the root cause of your conditions? And are they fair to set for the person that must abide by them in order for them to receive your love? Do your conditions apply to them based off of their behaviors towards you? Now, I'm not saying that unconditional love means to put up with anything from a person. And I'm not saying that you should stay in a relationship that is not aligned with who you desire to be and how you desire to be treated. But what I'm pointing out is what true unconditional love is. If you feel that you're in a relationship that is no longer serving you and you feel like you're being abused and mistreated, then it is on you to remove yourself from that circumstances. But that doesn't mean that you stop loving that person. It just means that you're loving them from a distance. You can still have unconditional love for someone that you're not any longer in a relationship with. People love other people from distances all the time. You can love your family from a distance. And I'm not speaking in terms of living in one country and in another country. I'm just speaking in terms of you loving yourself so much that you've created standards and boundaries that you expect people to abide by in order for them to participate in your life journey. And through the creation of those standards and boundaries that you have created for yourself, if they're not abided by, then you put some distance there. And yes, those are conditions, but sometimes you can't help to make and put conditions in place to protect yourself. But it doesn't mean that you don't have unconditional love for those people. Because you do. You're allowing them to be who they are. You're allowing them to live their life on their terms. The difference is it just needs to be from a distance because it's not aligned with the love that you desire to experience for yourself. I hope that makes some sense and hasn't caused further confusion. At the end of the day, unconditional love is just love. There are no conditions. It's just love. And how you choose to express it and implement it in your life is up to you. And whether you agree with me or not is also up to you. Again, this is just my perspective based off of my own experience. And based off of the things that I've been learning about the universe and about God and about what God truly is, which is love. Now that you have my perspective of what unconditional love is, what true love is, can you really ever say that you have ever really loved anyone? Can you really ever say that you have truly loved yourself? This is something to think about. What conditions have you set when it comes to love? When it comes to loving others, when it comes to loving yourself? Because if you're setting conditions, then it's not unconditional love, which is what true love really is. And that's it for today's episode. If today's message resonated with you or helped you in any way, share this message with someone. Let's spread the awareness of what unconditional love truly is. Let this be a conversation starter when you link with your friends, your family, or your loved ones. And remember, unconditional love has no conditions. Can you give unconditional love? Can you be unconditional love? We all have it within us. But can you do it consciously? If you're not already aware, I'm now offering one-on-one coaching. You can book your session by tapping the link in this episode. And if you haven't purchased a copy of my Manifesting E-Guide yet, you can also find that link in this episode. And if you're not already following me on social media, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for daily content at Law of Assumption with two N's. That's Law of Assumption with two N's. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. See you later.